Wrangell Medical Center and Petersburg Medical Center have a new agreement to share a chief financial officer. Doran Hemmett has been CFO at the Petersburg Hospital for almost a year. Starting this month, he's splitting his time between Petersburg and Wrangell. Wrangell Medical Center CEO Marla Sanger says the communities are sharing an expensive resource across two organizations that are very similar.
We have the same computer system, we have the same financial auditor, we have the same cost report preparer, so these things are already very familiar to Doran.
Petersburg Medical Center CEO Liz Woodyard says she's not sure if this will save much money. She says the main goal of the arrangement is to put someone with the right skill set in the CFO position. And Woodyard says Hemmett has been a great CFO. Sanger agrees, and she says some of Wrangell's past CFOs were not a good fit. The previous CFO left behind problems that came out in an audit after he resigned last year.
Right now, I'm feeling like I want to know that what we're getting for the money that we're spending is going to deliver the value.
Hemmett says he already has a good relationship with Wrangell Medical Center's auditors.
I do know last year you had some significant audit adjustments for your hospital. There is not an expectation that you will have anything near like that this year. Everything looks very, very clean.
Hemmett says WMC has about 25 days' worth of operating cash on hand. He says the hospital's finances are much better than they were a few months ago, but there's still a lot of work to do. Small hospitals have also been struggling financially because of rising costs and problems with Medicaid reimbursements. Here's Marla Sanger.
We have to look at things differently and try different things in order to be able to take a hospital of our size in a situation that where survivability is as difficult at best, and try to create ways and think of new ways that we can continue to be sustainable.
Hemmett has a 3-year contract with the hospitals. He'll spend about 12 days a month in each town, and he'll make frequent visits to his home in Oklahoma. Hemmett can also work remotely from any location. He says he's looking forward to this arrangement, but he's not sure if it'll work.
Since I was here already, it gives both hospitals an opportunity to look at a shared CFO model to see if it will work without incurring any unusual expenses of recruiting and hiring and bringing someone here to see if it works.
If it doesn't work, any of the parties can end the agreement with 4 months' notice. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katarina Sestarek.